Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for listening. You know, that was a great interview about the basics of selling. I think it's a lost art, and I think a lot of professionals especially get in this trap where they say, well, we don't sell, but they just have to redefine what is selling. It's really something that is a lost art, and Alan has really simplified it with his book, so I hope you'll take a chance to listen in on that. Our next guest is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for the SCORE Association, and as you know, we have interviewed well over 20 SCORE mentors. We're really big believers of the whole SCORE system, and Bridget Pollock is joining us from Herndon, Virginia. So we're going from Portland, Oregon over to Virginia, and we're going to talk about the SCORE organization, how it's been helping business owners for more than 50 years with low-cost and no-cost volunteer services, and they've helped over 10 million businesses since they started out in 1964. So Bridget, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to speak with you today.
It is my pleasure, a real pleasure. And, you know, we've been so excited to have been working with the chapter out here in Newport Beach, the Orange County Chapter of SCORE, who just recently won an award for being a model chapter in the SCORE system. And they're such great people. So I'm really happy to talk with you and kind of put all the pieces together, what's happening nationally with SCORE.
Fantastic. Yeah, that is the great thing about our network of volunteers is that, you know, you hear about one local organization in your community which is doing wonders and helping to build the economy where you are, and it's happening all over the country, and we on the SCORE National staff are here to support it and to spread the word and help more people to get the help that they need so they can survive and thrive and reach their goals.
Yeah, you know, and it's such a great idea and a great organization. I think its time has really come because 10,000 people are hitting age 65 a day in our country. A lot of them are done with work financially. They don't need to work anymore, but they've got this knowledge and they want to give back and they don't want to just do nothing, or they used to just, you know, maybe go be a starter at a golf course or get a blue vest with a name tag, right? And now
yep.
They have all this opportunity to give back and help small businesses and really feel appreciated and needed. And I think that's a fantastic organization. Now, but tell us, for listeners who aren't familiar with SCORE, because I still talk to people that say, what's that? And I think Ellen Thrasher in the Department of Entrepreneurship, said it's not a dating service. So tell us, what is SCORE and how did it start?
Sure. So SCORE is a nonprofit organization, and we are dedicated to helping small businesses start, grow, and achieve their dreams through free business advice. And that's what gets people every time when I tell them, you know, you can meet with a free, experienced business mentor. They don't believe me, but it's true. You can meet with them as often as you'd like. And we have volunteers across the country who have that been there, done that expertise, and they simply want to give back to help others who are going through that entrepreneurial journey avoid the pitfalls, be more successful, meet their challenges head on, and have the resources and the information that they need to become successful and to give back to the community and the economy. We have been around since 1964. This was actually an idea that was started in Delaware by a group of volunteers who were retired DuPont executives, and they started doing it themselves. It became incorporated by the U.S. Small Business Administration. You mentioned Ellen Thrasher, who's a great friend of SCORE, and we now have over 11,000 volunteers in over 320 locations across the country that give their time and expertise all for free to help these people start and grow and succeed.
Yeah, and it's amazing because when I first started our series of interviews out here on the West Coast, I thought, yeah, I'm probably going to talk to some people that were small business owners, maybe small thinkers, and really what value can they provide? And I hear that from a lot of people that say, well, you get what you pay for. Not true. I have met some amazing, amazing people who have been at the top of their game in their industry for 30 and 40 years, and they are sharp as tacks, and they are basically saying, we'll be someone who can look at a business and assess it and create strategies and ideas for those business owners. And like you said, been there, done that. So don't judge a book by its cover, listeners. Score, even though it's no cost, there's a reason it's no cost. Now, Score, as I heard it, was originally set up when the SBA was funding loans, and it was designed as a way to help those people who were borrowing money from the SBA, Small Business Administration, so that they could thrive and pay back their loans, I guess. There was some self-protection built in the early years. Is that true?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, there were a number of reasons why SCORE was founded. Again, there were a number of different things going on. There was the volunteer organization in Delaware. Someone actually submitted the idea of SCORE through a suggestion box, and that's how it actually came to the SBA. They said, you know, look at this organization in Delaware doing this. The SBA should do this. And the SBA, you know, smartly realized that it could help them in a lot of different ways with the loans and helping the economy and helping small businesses in general. And so that is one of the reasons that there was such great support for SCORE getting started.
But, of course, 50 years ago, the front age of the baby boomers was 18 years old. Now it's 68. So you have a lot of these people who 50 years later are getting to that retirement age and saying, well, I don't need to work for money, but I don't want to sit around the house. Or maybe their spouse says, you're not going to sit around the house.
We've heard that before, yes.
And the beauty of this organization is that there's an administrative portion that you head up, or that you're involved with, I should say, that is helping create the infrastructure so someone doesn't have to start a consulting business. They basically can just hit the ground running and help business owners who want help.
Right, and I do want to clarify, you know, one of the things that we've evolved over the years is that you no longer have to be retired to be a SCORE volunteer. You know, we welcome all types of people that have the experience, and we have a number of our volunteers that are still in business but want to give back. And so they mentor on weekends and nights. They are workshop presenters in the community, and they give back in many other ways. So it isn't simply being retired to be a volunteer anymore, although that is, you know, a large number of who does give their time to SCORE, and we really appreciate it. But the other thing is, you know, we really want to support the small businesses where they are and give them the tools that they need. And so whatever it is, whether it's marketing help or the business plan help or financial help, we have someone in our network that can answer those specific questions. And that's one of the beautiful things about SCORE is that while you have a strong community in Orange County, you can also reach out to someone in Portland or in Pennsylvania, depending on what the needs are, to make sure that small business owner's needs are met.
That is an amazing resource. Think about this, listeners. You have an organization of over 11,000 people that are connected together. Do you think maybe somebody's gone through that special issue that you're thinking about, and it's all available to you just by asking, by going to score.org. Is that right, Bridget?
Yes, www.score.org. You can obviously get more information about what we do, but you can find your local SCORE chapter by simply entering your zip code or city and state. And you can also find a mentor that's available online via email. So if there's something, you know, many small business owners and entrepreneurs are so busy and questions come to them, or the only time they feel that they have free is 2 a.m. When they can't sleep because their mind is racing. racing. So that's an easy way to get your thoughts out there, reach out to someone who can help you, and we will respond within 48 hours and try to answer your questions as best we can, point you to the right resources, and make sure that you are more informed than you were before.
Now, from your organization standpoint, from where you sit, I see you and your smiling face on things like LinkedIn. So you have a LinkedIn presence, a very strong one as well. What other ways do you get the word out about SCORE to business owners and consumers?
Sure. You know, that's a great question. And I understand you saying earlier, not everyone knows about SCORE, and that is something that I'm working every day to try to combat. But we were in a number of places. Obviously, we have a strong online presence, not just through LinkedIn, but Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Google+. We have an email subscriber list of close to 200,000 people. And what we really try to do is leverage the successes that have been through SCORE stores. Talk to those small business success stories and clients that have achieved their dreams and that are, in business seeing success, and use them and ask them to share the word and to spread the word to their network, so that everyone in the community who is interested in starting a business or has their own business and might need help or is looking to take it to the next level is aware of it. You know, we understand that this day and age, word of mouth and referrals and reviews, with things like Yelp and everything online, is really key in what's driving decisions. And so that's where we want to participate, to make sure that when people are ready to make a decision about small business, SCORE is there to help.
That's a great overview, and I really appreciate you talking about that, because you have these days such a fragmented marketing platform out there, and you're getting out there to businesses that are just starting up, and at the other end of the spectrum, as we talk to age 50 plus business owners who are not necessarily ready to hang it up yet, but they're thinking about, how do I transition from, we talk about it a lot, Bridget, overtime president to part-time chairman, so that
Right. Maybe
I can explore some other passions in my life. And I know groups like AARP are talking about things like Life Reimagined in their big campaign, because they recognize that there's a huge number of people that are going to either work beyond retirement age because they want to or because they have to. And so there's a huge transition happening in our country. And so what are the big three things you think people come to SCORE for?
That's a great question. The first thing that we hear time and time again is really about how to get and keep customers. So that could be anything from marketing to sales, I know you were speaking about with your previous guest. And sometimes it's a very specific question. You know, I know that I need to be online and I want to do this on Facebook. What do you think? And other times it's, I need more customers, help. And we can do all of the above and anything in between. But certainly marketing and getting more customers is consistently the number one thing. Following a close second is how to get financing and funding for the business. So many small business owners are stuck in this cycle of they want to grow, but they can't get the funding to grow, and so it just becomes they're kind of spinning their wheels and not really going in any one direction. And SCORE can not only help to prepare that business owner for when they're making a presentation to whatever funding source it would be, and make sure that the business plan or the presentation has the right information, but help them to figure out alternative funding sources. You know, we don't always want people using their credit card debt to fund something in business, but we know that typical loans might not be the right answer. And today, with crowdsourcing and all kinds of other alternative loans and angel investors and venture capitalists, there are a variety of ways and tools that the SCORE mentor can point their clients to in order for them to be successful. The third, of course, is a lot of HR-related issues. Many small businesses start out as solo business owners. It's just the one person. So helping to make that decision, do I hire someone else? Do I pay someone as a part-time consultant or a contractor? And making those decisions of how to expand wisely and figuring out where the control will then lie as they grow and expand.
That's great. So the big three tips are getting and keeping customers. And we hear from a lot of consultants that say, look, there's really two things a business does: gets customers and fulfills orders. And you can basically put everything into those two categories and you can figure out where you're going wrong. But then getting the financing, especially for growth and expansion. And like you said, these days it's not just go to the bank and get turned down. There's a lot of ways you can find those, but how do you keep track of all the new ways that are happening out there? And then the people problems are the people issues are always the things we hear consistently from businesses about that they say, you know, if it wasn't for the people issues, I would love my business. But there's a lot you have to keep track of these days and keep up with. Are you seeing a growing number of people coming to SCORE and talking about the other side where we are talking about how do I transition from overtime to part-time or retain key employees or start positioning my business so that I can either sell it or transfer it to others? Are you seeing that? Because our population is growing older every day in that area.
We are seeing that. If I were to be frank, I would say I wish we saw more of that, in the sense that some people wait until it's too late to come to SCORE, until there really aren't any other options other than to sell or just to close the doors. And so we always recommend having that exit strategy and that transition strategy. And we are seeing more of that, and I believe that the entrepreneur today and the business owner is more savvy in terms of thinking long term. But SCORE is definitely there to help figure out how to best transition that, to have, you know, alternative plans just in case the first thing doesn't work out. And so we're really grateful when people do come and are thinking that long term. It really helps to make everything so much more smooth and to make the entire experience of being your own boss and being a business owner more more fruitful and more enjoyable.
Yeah, selling and growing is one thing, but getting ready for that transition. And we have, of course, over 12 million charted out business owners over age 50, and we're treading into dangerous waters where if those businesses can't transition or sell, we're really concerned about what happens with the future of jobs out there. So
exactly.
We'll do our part, Bridget. We'll keep doing our part, and interviewing SCORE mentors has been one of the bright spots of every show that we do, is getting the word out, helping SCORE, helping people understand that this is a tremendous resource that you might not have even thought about. And it's as simple as going to your computer, typing in www.score.org and starting to see what's around you. Find your local chapter, get to know somebody, and you'll see this is a tremendous resource that's available to everyone out there. Bridget, any last-minute tips for anyone or any upcoming events that we should know about?
Well, we are going to be celebrating our 50th anniversary on August 14th. We have the SCORE Awards Gala, which will be recognizing a number of small business owners and their great successes that were helped along the way by SCORE mentors. So I would encourage everyone, if you'd like, to tune in at score.org/SCORE Awards. You can see that live. And otherwise, my piece of advice is simply, I know that entrepreneurs and small business owners are very busy, and you are critical to the economy. But if you take some time and get some, you know, real experienced advice, whether it's from SCORE or someone else, but seek out a mentor, seek out an advisor, and make sure that you have that sounding board. You are so much more likely to be more successful, and the process should be enjoyable along the way. So I encourage you to just make sure you reach out to someone who you trust and who has that experience, so that you can be the best that you can be in your business.
Well, I see why you are Vice President of Marketing and Communications, because you said that beautifully. It was a terrific interview, and I learned a few things about SCORE along the way. And listeners, sometimes if you're the axe man, sometimes you got to sit back in the shade and sharpen the axe, and that's what going to SCORE is all about, is sitting back, gathering information and ideas, and going back and hitting your business a little bit harder so you're successful with it. Bridget Pollack of the SCORE Association, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. We'll be right back. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with another guest. So we don't want you to go anywhere, so please stay with us.
Yeah. You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.